natin na actually spend something sa as compared to allocation, nagsobra tayo ng gasto sa ano, sa marketing expense. So, ano lang, it's okay lang naman, but we have to take a look on this, Sir Aaron, kasi it's okay lang naman na mag, ano tayo, mag-spend tayo more than the allocated, as long as sulit, at saka yung ano, natin sa customers, we can easily attract them. And yung digital expense natin, can produce the best output nila. So, yun lang. So, next. So, we have our overall operating expenses. So, last month, April, nag-i-dip tayo doon sa kinita natin or doon sa sales, yung benta natin. So, nasa mga 117%. So, ibig sabihin, mas malaki yung expenses natin
kumpara sa kinita natin. 117%, tama?
Yes, sir. So, sumobra tayo ng 17%. So, this month, as compared to this month, may 132%. So, mas lalong lumaki yung expenses natin. So, that's the difference of 15% unfavorable kasi tumaas yung expense natin. Yun yung reason why naging unfavorable siya. Tumaas yung expense natin. So, I have a question, guys. So, ano sa tingin nyo yung, ano, yung mag-i-impact nito pag malaki yung expenses natin kumpara sa binenta natin.
Okay.
So that's the answer. So our net income last month, April, may negative 16.91% tayo versus this month, so negative 31.99%. So mas lalong tumaas yung loss natin. So that's the difference of tumaas yung ano natin, yung negative loss percentage to 48.90%. So unfavorable pa rin kasi yung ano nga, yung expense natin is lalo pang tumaas. So next slide. So as you can see, yung ano natin, yung graph natin per month. So from January, may na accumulate tayo na income percentage to 28.23% followed by February, March, income tayo doon. So, as you can see in that graph, yung April at saka May natin, mas lalong bumaba. Hindi na tayo income. So, loss percentage talaga yung mana natin. So, yung year-to-date natin is may 10.72% na lang. So,